You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I am sharing a post called Telling Stories, which is just a little insight into why I write, for how long I've felt just compelled to tell stories and use that as a means of understanding the thoughts and feelings that I have and processing things that have happened, emotions that come up. And really just as a tool to help myself feel better and move forward. And, you know, it's also a passion of mine to help other people tell their stories. And because of that, I've decided to hold a group, and I'm calling it the Writing Miracles Accountability Group. It's going to be a beta test of a group, so the cost is going to be super, super low, and just 5 participants plus myself, so 6 altogether. And it's going to start December 1st, so I'll link to that in the actual post. But I'm excited to do this and just try it out, and I'd love, you know, it's a super low cost because we're figuring it out, and I'm looking for feedback and reviews and recommendations, just, you know, what people need and how best I can serve my fellow writers and authors. And, you know, I've been doing this for a decade and on an individual basis. And I've had a couple opportunities to do it in a group setting, and I always loved that. So that's another reason why I'm doing this. And anyway, this is a post that I wrote about 7 years ago, and I just felt like sharing it today. I felt like it fit with this new accountability group that I'm running, and so yeah, enjoy telling stories. There's a meme out there that says something along the lines of, I'm always writing a story in my head. And this is my experience. I play out the life around me in my head to understand and to foster compassion. This for me is part of the process in making peace with the chaos. It's my nature, unearthed at 30, to be shed sometime down the line. But until then, I am a storyteller. Fearless in my willingness to share what feels kind, necessary, and true. My friend Elise and I have spoken about this at length. She concurs that some of us don't have a choice, really. There's this inner drive to relate, to take what is stewing in our bellies and serve it up as words. And how many times have I breathed a sigh of relief after hearing the experiences of someone else who has been where I am when I thought I was the strange one? There's a quote by Alan Watts that goes, take a deep breath and tell us your deepest, darkest secret so we can wipe our brow and know that we're not alone. We all have our ways of navigating this world, and we all help one another. I truly believe this because even the people who piss you off are actually waking you up. They're shining a light on something within you that has the potential to be healed, and I write about it all. This journey inward is not easy. In fact, it's pretty uncomfortable. I've been living for years being nice. It was my default. It saved me from having to look too deeply at my own emotions. Not that I didn't do any soul searching, I did, but I stopped when it hurt too much, and then I'd package up those feelings in a neat little pile and storing them for later. Well, it's later now, and while I can be kind, it seems unnecessary to be nice. Kind implies something much more powerful. It implies that I have checked in with myself, with the Holy Spirit, and have moved from a place of peace, and nice is more about pleasing other people. Kindness is better for all involved, even if that's not easy to see right away. The more I talk to the Holy Spirit, the clearer I become. I can shed the identity of the people pleaser and stand in a place of strength, tethered by love, telling my stories to learn, to express, to remember, to remind. The goal, flexible and floating, changeable by the wind of something higher, is to live peacefully surrounded by those I love, writing, laughing, and letting go.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.